Rabbi Sarah, next sugya is a major, major, major sugya. It's a long sugya. It's got a lot of stuff in it. Again, we're going to make reference to different clauses that we've been talking about in the past, elaborate upon almost a lot of loose ends from things we've been talking about, and new things, and it's going to become a very, very, I don't want to say difficult, so I don't want to scare anybody away, but a lot of yesodis coming up in the next sugya. And the sugya begins in a very, very strange place. At the bottom of the study is Adam. The Gemara is talking about a very, very low-level problem in Halacha, a problem of chal. Chal, what's it, chal? What's it, chal? An udder of an animal. So you have a cow, and everyone see milking, everyone go, which udder, see the milking, right? So you squeeze the udder, and the milk comes out. So that's a chal. What is a chal? Is it fleshix, milchix, parva, treif, both? What is it exactly? So it's a very, very funny kind of situation because it's meat. On the other hand, it's got a what? It's got an awful lot of milk inside it. So I shech the animal and I want to eat chal. So can I do that or not do that? That's very, very complicated, the answer to that question. The real sugi chal is actually in the eighth parak. But one thing we know for sure, on the level of the araisa, it's no problem whatsoever. You know why? Because the milk inside the chal after shlita is not milk halachically. You know why? Because the Torah says, "Losavash libechalav imo." Only chalav hayayitze min ha'ein bechayim is called chalav. This is what's called chalav shchuta. Chalav that comes out of the animal after it's already dead, after it's already shechted, min ha'Torah that's not called chalav. Now, mid the rabbanan that may be called chalav to some degree, but mid the raisa we don't have a problem bechalav. So any discussion of chal is automatically going to be a discussion with the Rabbanim. But just by default, there's no deraisa here because it's called chal shkut and not chal of minachayim. But notwithstanding that, the Gemara does tell us that a chal can sometimes cause a lot of problems. If I have a chal, I shecht an animal, and I take the open up, cut up the animal, I take the chal out, and then I toss this chal into a big pot of chulant, I have a huge problem. Because I believe is now a boss of a chal of, again, mid the Rabbanim, true. But I have blias of chal, blias of cholov, the rabbanim of cholov in my chulent. I have a big problem. So what do you do? What's the answer? What do you do? Like you always do. What do you do? Bit of what? Bit of b'sheishim. So the Gemara has the following shaila. Amar Rav Ashi, ki avinim be Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi was the Talmud of Rav Kahana. So he says, when we used to learn the Yeshiva Rav Kahana, Ibaila, we had the following shaila. Ki misha'arinan, that which we just said, that you misha'ar, do I have 60 of the children connected to chal? B'didei misha'arinan? Or b'may dinafik b'nei misha'arinan? What does that mean? How do you measure shishim? Do you measure shishim connected the entire chal? Or the chal itself is not really a problem. What's the real problem of the chal? The milk inside the chal. So maybe I'd like to have this big, big, big pot of cholent. And I have this not such a big chal to fill in. So Rabbi, I want to know, I got it. Okay, but Rabbanan, I got to have to be Mishai Shishim. I hear that. But maybe I don't have to be Mishai Kenega the whole Chal. I don't need Archimedes for this one. I don't need water displacement of the entire solid of the Chal. Maybe it's enough just to say, well, how much milk is inside this Chal? And I'll be Mishai Shishim Kenega that. Obviously, there's less milk than what? In the whole volume of the meat, because some of it is meat. The Gemara says, what do you do? Keep Misharinu, be the day Misharinu, my denafik be the Misharinu. So the Gemara says, pshita, it is obvious to be the day Misharinu. You have to be Mishayer, can nega the entire piece of meat. You need Archimedes back into the bathtub. Why? To ebe my denafik be ne, minoya dinan. So how are you going to do anything else? What other numbers are you going to use? You're going to say, no, it's okay, the rabbis are going to say, it's okay, just to Mishayer, can nega the liquid, the milk that's coming out, and that's fine. How in the world are you going to know Baruch HaKadosh, how much milk came out? So if you're Mishar Kineged Kulo, then by definition, if you're Mishar Kineged Kulo, obviously, you've covered way past the amount of the milk. If you're going to Mishar Kineged, quote-unquote, what you think the milk is, you may be right, you may be wrong. So therefore, there's no way for the Halacha to possibly give you a green light to do that. And there are only two ways to make the calculation. Either do your best Kineged the milk, which you're going to half the time make a mistake in, or do Kineged the whole Chal, and therefore, if Kahana told Rav Ashi, you have to do Kineged the entire Chal. Because why? Lo yadina kabe denafik b'nei. So Zach's going to ask me the following cash. What's he going to ask me? This is only a what? What are you going to ask me?
No, he said, how come we didn't use that svar from the previous sugya? That you're not going to know how much bleas were actually.
Yeah, no, hang in for a second, okay? So, Dave, what are you going to ask me?
Isn't this chaticha nasas tevil?
No, that's not the question. Well, I mean, that's a great
you're
question.
Saying the whole piece.
Yeah, okay, that's a good question. It is a good question, but I don't want that question right now. I just presented to you the following. Chal is no deraisa here anyway, it's all chal of shchuta, it's only derabanan, and we don't really know how to be mishayer, and if we let you be mishayer keneged what you think is the milk, you may or may not be right. Oh good, you may not be right. Something about the cool anyway. What's the problem? Right? The Gemara itself hits Ravashi, man. Ravashi is a young man sitting in Rav Kahana's yeshiva, and they came up with this gewaldige chiddush that you can't risk. Chalil, if you risk it and you make a mistake, the world will come to an end. Well, it won't come to an end, so they're up on anyway. So why don't you just say, give me a best shot, flip a coin, maybe finished. 50-50, what's the problem? So what do you see? This is not our sugi. What do you see from this Gemara? That this cannot count, cannot be covered by Safi Darbar Mekula. Why not?
It comes from Deraisa.
There's no Deraisa here. Oh, it's a fake Deraisa. We're not really. Ashraf, yes, there's something wrong with this Safi Darbar Mekula playing out on here. So the Rishon are not quite sure what it is, but it's clear for the Gemara. So the Ran has an interesting insight. The Ran, I didn't put it on the Mamkar, but the Ran says that the reason why you can't say something about the Kula here is because in Cain, Nasata Torah L'Kalecha Yechad B'Yaday. So what's going to end up happening is that everyone's going to want. Everyone's going to be shy differently. There's really no way to know this. And it's going to end up ludicrous. That means, in the end of the day, what is this ultimately going to undermine? The entire din of what? Of Shishim, the whole dinner of Shishim is going to be undermined here. Because if you're going to let every single Tom, Dick, and Harry say, well, I think I have Shishim. So there's going to be that nut who's going to have like two times. Well, I think I have Shishim also. So it can't be. You can't say something to Rabban Lekula here. If that's the case, what did the Ran just also undermine in passing? Something we spoke about yesterday. Remember, I have a tarovis. And what happened? Let's chazer for a second. A piece of a chazer fell in. And I'm not sure whether I have shishim or not. Why don't I know I have shishim? Because some of it spilled out, so I'm not really sure what the numbers are now. What's the din? No, remember, it's famous Rashba. What did Rashba put up? Rashba said, it depends on who and who. Rashba ben Tam. According to Rashi, what's the din? Should be mutter. That was the Stephen Rashba yesterday. The Rashba and Shulchan Aruch quoted from Beit Midrash Tzadikes. That's mutter, according to Rashi. We don't pass like Rashi. So Shulchan Aruch passes like a bit of time. That's also according to Rashi. It would have been mutter. And by the way, there's some application of that for us. Who knows where? It's true that in that scenario that I just described, a little bit of chaz that fell into some potato soup. We're not sure how much it is because it's nishbach. So nebuch, we have to be a machmir because it's something deraisa. But give me a parallel case that Taka would be a Safek Derabanan. Not tray for chicken soup falling into potato soup, but tray for chicken soup falling into what?
Kosher.
Into kosher chicken soup. Why is that better? Because it's Mimimino. How much is Mimimino? What do you mean in that Torah for Mimimino? Bro, no one's going to tell me Mashu, except for whom? Who the Rashi, right? But we passed the Shulchan against that. Like, well, there's Rishon and Mimimino with Barov. Why didn't Shishim and Mimimino? Who remembers? It's a Gzeir of Rabban of the Shulchan. We talk about this 100 times. It's a Gzeir of Rabban of the Shulchan, you know. So in Shulchan Aruch, we pass in the following statement. We give some tzadiches, the following then appears in Shulchan Aruch. If you have some treifa, chicken soup, fell into a big, big pot of kosher chicken soup, and some of it spilled out, and you cannot figure out what the numbers are now, you know what the din is? What can you hide behind? Safek Derabanan Lekula. You know you have rov. You have to be a moron not to realize you have rov. So of course you have rov. And you have a safek shishim. Safek shishim is okay. So wait a second. The Rabbi just pointed out from this Gemara that we can't be making on safek shishims. Shalom tite Torah kalach lecha biyadai. But the Rishon was saying it right and left. The Rashba said it according to Rashi by Mimishay Nomino. We borrow that idea at least by Mimimino. What's the difference between these dinim and Shulchan Aruch, the ABCs of your dance, Anichas, and the din of the Gemara? So the Ran explains the difference is very, very simple. Nishpach is different. Why is Nishpach different? Because Nishpach is not a daily occurrence. Nishpach is a quirk. Nishpach is a kooky case. Nishpach means you had a taroibas and then something changed out of the ordinary. Says the Ran, Chazal could never let you get away with every single taroibas of Chal and just say Sefek Shishin. Because that's going to undermine the whole takon of Shishin by Chal. But if Chazal sticks in a gun and say you need Shishin, you need Shishin, you need Shishin, and then one nincompoop comes once every 50 years and says, by the way, I kicked over the pocket and now I can't tell whether I have Shishin anymore. Oh, for you, the klotz were going to be makeable. For the klotz who happens once in 50 years, once in the yovel, he kicks over a bucket of a food, for him, we're going to say, the real dindar abad is called Sofek Shishin Makula. But l'chol echad yechad, every taroibus of chal, we're going to just say, oh, it's all okay. Every taroibus of chal is fine, Sofek Tarabad Makula. That you can't do, that's going to undermine the taroibus of chal. So again, this is just a sideshow introduction. This is a major point in your day, but it's not our sugi. So the bottom line is the Gemara says that raise the shadow, but the day misharina, invite enough of the misharina. But the Gemara concludes, but the day misharina, and the reason is pure mitzvahs reason, because the ibid b'din ma'adinof with a lo b'shar lo yadin and kama. We have no idea how much it's going to be, and even though it should have been a suffix derban lekula, the Ran already nixed suffix derban lekula. I sometimes we do say so, but that's different. Nishbach is different. So back to the thrust of our Gemara. What's preventing us from just looking at how much is coming out is because we really don't know how much is coming out. That's the bottom line. That we can't, we don't have Ruach HaKodesh, we cannot possibly test how much is coming out, and therefore we have to earn the side of caution.
The Rambam that we saw in the last sugya earlier today, so how does he figure, when the Rambam says the way to figure out is based on guessing also, so right. You'll be against this Ram?
I don't know. So everybody say, how many chal shalas do you think I've paskin in my life? How many chal shalas do you think I expect to paskin in my life? So why are we doing this again? Because Torah hilamda nitzarech, and asav nishpa, I gotta learn everything. Comes the Ramban and takes this Gemara out of the realm of chal and puts it back into real life for us. Comes the Ramban with the following application of this Gemara. Second Ramban. From this sugya, shekav shenir ba kederas chalav, or kederas shebisha ba chalav abisha ba basar, bekaf atzma, bekederas atzma b'sharina. The b'mayi denafik minaya pshitad lo, tahalo yadin and kamahavi v'chidasu b'seret zofatim zal. Says the Ramban, what would be the din in the following sugya? Very, very simple, elementary case. Ever happened in your house? If you're newly married, it's probably happened 10 times in the last 6 months. Okay? Let's try to keep even the colors. Most people like flesh used to be red. Reminds me of meat. Okay. Here's my fleshic pot. Right. It says in big bold letters on it, meat. Alright? I'm cooking pot of chicken soup, okay? That's meat. In the Rabbanan, I don't really know how to taste it. It's meat, okay? So it's chicken soup. And what do? So this is what happens, okay? We have two of them on the floor. Two of them are up in the avir. Just don't know. He did quite the round one, maybe. So, again, you walk into the house, you know, say it is over, 6:30, you walk to your apartment, and you take a scrounge around the kitchen, and it's Thursday night, and you still find last week's leftover chicken soup. And you heat it up, and it's in the pot, so it says meat on it, and chicken soup really looks like a chicken. I mean, it's pretty chickeny, pretty meat, pretty balsa fleshes to me. I go ahead, and I try to get myself some of this soup into a bowl. So you can do it the Hamish way. I mean, the real Yeshivish way is just, who needs a bowl? Just eat out of the pot. But, you know, the Dira days are over, so what do you want to do? So you want to pour it into a bowl. So you start to pour it into your bowl. It gets a little bit, oh, my wife's going to be so upset at me. So what do I do? Instead of pouring it all over the place, what do? I scrounge around, and I figure we probably have a ladle somewhere here, because I remember going to the Kela Mikvah a few weeks ago. So I was somewhere in this house, in this tremendous palace called the Washington Heights apartment. So I'm searching for my ladle, and I find the ladle, okay? Of course, what did I not realize and I bothered to notice? It was a blue ladle, okay? And it probably had big bold letters on it that said dairy. And I'm so proud of myself that I scooped out with my milk ladle into the fleishig pot. And then disaster strikes. What happens? The door opens. And the screech is somewhere between what it sounds like when you find the mouse and the fact that you just traced up your beautiful new set of everything that you just titled last week. So we come to the realization of a big problem. So I'm learning chul already. So my initial reaction to the problem is, oh, come on, when did we lose that milk ladle most recently? What's the answer? For lunch. We used it 3 hours ago, okay? Okay, it's still got macaroni and cheese on it, all right? So we used it within 24 hours. Okay, strike one. So then I say, okay, well, I've been learning chul for 3 months already. What's the big deal? How much of the ladle really went into this chicken soup in the first place? Whatever amount went in is probably going to be what? Bubble shishim anyway, right? So I didn't say the ladle was going to be kosher, but at least I could say I could salvage that chicken soup. We could still save it for next Friday night, right? So wait a second. Now it starts to get juicy over here. Do you have shishim in the chicken soup? Can I get the milk or not? What's the question? What's bothering me? What do I not know? What's the unknown in this equation? What's the X in this equation? How much milk is in this ladle? So I use this ladle to ladle out my milk soup a few hours ago. How much milk? That's the million-dollar question. How much milk is inside this ladle? If, let's say, for example, let's see how much meat do I have here. So let's say if I know for a fact that I have. I know for a fact that I have 60 ounces, whatever it is, of the soup. If I only have 1 ounce of milk in here, then I'm good to go. But if I have 2 ounces, or anything more than 1 ounce, then I have a problem. So what's the answer to that question? How much milk? X. Give me the answer, the algebraic formula equation. How much is X? How much is in? How much milk was inside the walls of the ladle? What's the answer?
How much was in it for lunch?
I have absolutely no idea how much milk is in this. Menoya dina, kamenofik yine. How would I ever know? So what's the answer? I have to err on the side of caution and say what? Let's go back to Rav Kahana's Yeshiva and Rav Ashi and say, since you have no way of knowing how much milk is coming out, this is the unknown, this is X. Therefore, I have to earn this out of caution. I mean, Mishar, Kenegar, what?
The whole ladle.
Now, when I say the whole ladle, I'm not sure what that means. Does that mean the part of the ladle that went into the soup? Does that mean even the top of the ladle? That's a whole nother question. Not even our sugya. But the colloquial, quote-unquote, the whole ladle. But what I can't do is I can't just hide behind the little drops of milk that I think I'm guessing. That's not fair. That's no good. So someone's going to tell me, someone's going to ask me in charge, wait a second, Rabbi, why do you have to be so strict? This is only what? A chicken soup. Sabitarban Lakulu. What's the answer? What's the answer?
It's possible.
Only chicken. Why does it work here? Because in Cain, if you're going to tell me this is okay, what's going to happen? Nasata kalach v'yecha tarasa b'yada. This is the Ran. The Ramban took an udder of a cow and turned it into a milchik ladle. It's exactly that the Ramban. That's godless of the Ramban. The Gemara is in a farm, and the Ramban's in the kitchen. And Ramban says the same thing. What's the difference between the milk of this afternoon's milchik soup that's balua inside the ladle that's no way to ascertain the number? What is the halachic difference between that and the milk that's kanus inside the walls, inside the numbers, inside the molecules of meat of the cow? So, if nobody understood the galus of the Ramban, they would say, what's the Ramban talking about? This is a cow and there's a ladle. This is chicken soup, this is milk. But what's it? Oh, the principle's the same. These are sphetas that should have been decided based on Safi Darban Lakula, but the Gemara trumps that principle based on the Ram's lomdus. And therefore the Ramban says, well, yeah, didn't come enough of me day. And we're in trouble. We got a big problem. This is the Ramban's view. The Ramban concedes he didn't make it up. The Kachmatzil Rabbi Seir Ratzer Fatim. Who the Rabbi Seir Ratzer Fatim? The French rabbi. Malia Tosis. Yes, Bali Taisus will say the same thing. We don't have the Taisus in front of us on the Daf, but yes, quotes from Bali Taisus who said the same thing. And it's this Ramban that gets the sugya started. Is the Ramban's equation correct? Is the Ramban's comparison correct or not? Is there a reason to believe that maybe this sugya is not subject to Khal? Maybe there's something fundamentally different between the milk inside the chal and the milk inside the ladle? Or is the Ramban's comparison 100% accurate? So that's where the sugya is really going to begin. Those who saw the Marmakamos, it's not the most popular Marmakamos we gave from the Sefer HaMachriya. Who wrote that?
Taisus
Rid. Okay, so the third of the Marmakamos, it's the Sefer HaMachriya for the Taisus Rid, that the Taisus Rid took on the Ramban heads on and vehemently disagreed with the Ramban's comparison, and took you on a tour through all of the Sefer Chulin to try to disprove the Ramban. We'll have to see whether we succeeded or didn't succeed. We'll have to begin that on Shir on Sunday. So just two nekudas, we'll do just a minute to a chumash. On Sunday, so...